Romans, the second chapter, verse 1, the New King James Version. Therefore, you are inexcusable, O man. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley-Gonko here. Good morning. We're still on Soul Porch, and it's been quite a journey. So many things that I didn't think I could survive with, I'm learning to do without. I'm learning that I shouldn't grumble or murmur. I'm learning that I shouldn't pity myself, but quickly snap out of it. There's so much to still do ahead. I've learned to let go of regrets. I've really learned so much on this fast. And it's beautiful because I am fasting self. I never knew you could fast self. I never knew how hard it could be. But the Bible says that we must decrease. And that's the only way that He will increase in us. So as every day is going, I'm gradually becoming stronger inside me. I'm becoming a better person because there's more and more of Jesus and less of me. And it's very rewarding, just like any fast should be. So today, I'm sure you can tell we're fasting just from the scripture that I read to you. And I know that today is going to be very hard for a lot of us. You know, one of the things that Soul Porch has done for me is to bring my attention to some of the things that I do that I had no idea that I did. So you'll be surprised that on the days that I say no excuses, you will find out just how many times you make excuses in a day. And I know that you may justify that by saying, well, there's no law, there's no sin. You know, sin became more alive when the law was introduced. So now that I have introduced the law of no excuses, no regret, you seem like everything. You regret everything. But today, we're fasting excuses. Yes, you heard me right. We're fasting excuses. So today we're purging ourselves of every excuse. Listen, no matter what translation you read, Romans chapter 2, verse 1, it just is a bomb. Romans chapter 2, verse 1, the book's translation says, you, therefore, make no excuse. So I feel like it's pointing a finger at me. You, make no excuse. But look at the Amplified. It says, therefore, you have no excuse or defense or justification, no man. And to be honest, I know it's talking about salvation, but I think we can also apply it to our lives. That you have no excuse, you have no defense, you have no justification. Every time you try to be defensive, you miss the point. Every time you try to justify what it is that you've done, you never really learn from it. So the Bible is telling us that today is not a day of excuses. Pretty much what I'm saying to you is, whatever the issue, there's a way. There's always a way. All we have to do is find it. There's always a way. First of all, as a child of God, you can't be stranded. And secondly, as a human being, you have a brain for a reason. God expects you to think about some things. And so, no matter the challenge that's ahead of you, you need to first ask yourself, what can I do about the situation? If you have the mindset that there's a way, then you make progress. One of the things I've learned is you can either make excuses or you can make moves. The question is, what are you making? You can either make excuses or make progress, but you can't do both. You can't make excuses and make progress. It doesn't work that way. It's always an either-or situation. Always. Always, always an either-or situation. So today, when you are faced with a challenge, you need to ask yourself, what options do I have? Don't make excuses for what you're doing wrong. Don't make excuses for not trying hard enough. Now, I remember in 2020, we had so many challenges, chief of which was COVID-19, the virus. And so there was a total world shutdown. And of course, as always, it also affected the church. So I would hear people say, oh, I can't, my spiritual life is suffering because I can't be in church, or my Christian life is suffering because I can't be in church. And I would say to them then, I agree. They say we should not gather, but you can attend church online. So you have no excuse for your Christian life to suffer. They say we should distance ourselves socially, but you can touch someone with your kind words. No excuse, right? So one of the things I realized is that if you make excuses, you consistently stay in a bad place. You can't move forward once there's an excuse. And so my approach to everything is, once I see a challenge, I say to myself, there's a way, I just need to find it. And if I've made a mistake, I learn the lessons from that mistake. I don't try to excuse it away. I don't make excuses and say, oh, it's because so and so and so. Take full responsibility for your actions and you'll be a better person. So today, what are those things that have kept you where you are, knowing fully well that you can go forward, but you've always just said, oh, it's because I was born in this country. Oh, it's because I'm busy. Oh, it's because I'm a mother. It's because I'm a wife. That's why I'm not achieving my goals. You can't keep making excuses. The things that you're complaining about having that's keeping you from doing what you should do, someone has them and is doing much, much better than you are. In fact, sometimes they have less than you have and they're doing so well. So today, write down all the things that you think are keeping you where you are. Oh, I'm a single mom. Write it down. That's an excuse. Oh, I was raped as a child. Write it down. I apologize. I'm sorry for your pain. But that's an excuse. People are doing great things. Oh, you don't know. My husband cheated on me. Well, you can either get mad, or you can choose to be trained as an infidelity recovery coach and help people. How about that? There's always a way out of this. Oh, you don't understand. I was born into a very poor home. Listen, every excuse you're going to give, go into the Bible. Look at Gideon. Go into the Bible. Look at Moses. God called him to be a motivational speaker, and yet the guy couldn't even speak. What's your excuse? David could have said, you know what? I'm the youngest and I'm always neglected. How can you make me king? But he came out. He took a bold step. Today, write down everything that is an excuse and let's begin to tear them up, cancel them, throw them out. Because you can either make excuses or you can make progress. Which one do you want? Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible before breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Bonville.